AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Residents near the derailment site of Wednesday night's train derailment in eastern Tennessee are being told not to drink the well water for now. CSX is providing bottled water. The train that derailed was carrying hazardous material, sent dozens to the hospital with respiratory issues and nausea, and it's keeping thousands away from their homes overnight. Maryville City Manager Greg McLean.
We are telling everyone there's really no way that it's going to get remedied today. So if you're not home now, you need to make plans to stay somewhere else.
The EPA will be testing air, water, and soil samples before it determines the area is again safe. Trying to close the books on the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history, BP has agreed to a deal to provide billions in new money to five Gulf Coast states. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says this avoids decades of litigation.
Instead of battling through a litigation black hole, we have now forged ahead with an agreement to spur hope and spur recovery for our entire Gulf region.
It's an $18.7 billion agreement, much of it payable over the next 18 years. In Southern California, a van packed with fireworks ignited along Interstate 15 near the Nevada border. It burned to the ground, clogging main artery between L.A. and Las Vegas for hours. The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Fiat Chrysler will be punished soon for failing to follow the law in 23 recalls involving more than 11 million vehicles. Company executive Scott Kunstelman also spoke at a public hearing on Fiat Chrysler's recall performance.
We have learned from our mistakes and missteps, and we will continue to revise our process to meet or exceed the best practices of our industry.
This is AP Radio News. Whole Foods Market, which was caught overcharging for meat and cut fruit in New York City, has issued an apology.
Whole Foods CEOs John Mackey and Walter Robb apologized to customers in a YouTube video after a New York investigation found the grocer routinely overcharged for some produce and meat. Robb says the errors were unintentional.
And we know they're unintentional because the mistakes are both in the customer's favor and sometimes not in the customer's favor.
They say staff will get better training in properly weighing food. They promised to hire an independent auditor, and they said any customers at any Whole Foods store anywhere in the country who find packages misweighed can have those packages for free. Warren Levinson, New York.
The L.A. County DA's office has declined to file felony charges against Sean Diddy Combs for a confrontation at UCLA where his son plays football. He was arrested last month at the school's athletic facilities for an alleged assault. The case will be referred to the city attorney's office, which handles misdemeanors. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.